Part 1. Flashback. The Man. Most of his employees would describe Casey as an extraordinary man, but just an ordinary CEO. On a personal level, they genuinely liked their leader. Casey was a devoted husband, a loving father to his four children, a committed parishioner at Sacred Heart Church, and a helpful friend and neighbor. It was almost impossible not to like, even admire, the man, which made his limitation as a leader all the more mystifying. His story. The McDaniel family had lived modestly in Carmel for the past 50 years, and Casey grew up on or around the many golf courses in the area, usually as a caddy or gardener. His affinity for golf was matched only by his love for computers, so he left home after high school to attend the University of Arizona on a golf scholarship, where he studied electrical engineering and computer science. 4 years later, he graduated toward the middle of his academic class, but at the top of the Pac-10 conference in golf. The lure of joining the PGA Tour and someday playing back home at Pebble Beach in front of friends and family was too much for Casey to resist. So he joined a qualifying tour where he quickly became one of the more popular players on the circuit with his quiet humor and generosity toward any fellow golfers who needed a little advice about their stroke. Over the course of the next 5 years, Casey won a few more than his share of second-tier tournaments and earned enough money to keep his head far above water. But just as he was about to break through to the big tour, he developed a chronic case of what golfers call the yips, an almost clinical disorder that makes it difficult to remain steady while in the act of putting. Plenty of promising players had their careers cut short by the pseudo-psychological yips, and Casey reluctantly counted himself among them. Never one to let disappointment keep him down for too long, Casey returned home with a woman and an idea. In a matter of months, he got married, bought a tiny bungalow with the earnings he had saved, hired two local programmers, and began hacking away at what he believed would be the most realistic golf video game that the market had ever seen. The initial results would wildly exceed even his expectations. Break. Within 2 years of launching his company, Yip Software, Casey released his first product, which immediately set the standard for realism in all sports-related games. Because of his in-depth background in the sport, the game reflected deep knowledge of many of the subtle aspects of actual golf venues, including, of course, the putting greens. Almost immediately, the game became a favorite of the most important focus group of customers imaginable, golfers themselves. Because he had become close friends with many players who were now on the tour, Casey was able to arrange inexpensive but effective sponsorship deals with a few of the better young players. But it was a purely accidental occurrence that propelled Yip's success beyond being a niche video game and onto the pages of Sports Illustrated. One of Casey's friends won his first PGA tournament less than a year after the product had been released. During his post-tournament press conference, he was asked about the improvement in his putting. Almost embarrassed, he admitted, "I can't believe I'm going to say this, but I think it may have something to do with a video game I've been playing lately." And the cat was out of the bag. The ride. Almost immediately, serious golfers everywhere, many of whom hadn't played a video game in their lives, were calling Yip's 800 number to order a game. Casey quickly opened a small office, hired a dozen employees, and held on for dear life. Before long, the game would be available in almost every pro shop and game store in the country. The next 8 years of Casey's life would be an iterative exercise of hiring more people, programming new games, marketing to more stores, moving to larger offices. Not to mention, having more kids. By the 10th anniversary of the company and his marriage, Casey and his wife, Patricia, were raising four children, and his company had brought 8 successful games to market, covering golf, cycling, and most recently, tennis. Thanks to Casey's attention to detail, the games consistently gained notoriety for their accurate depiction of real-life venues around the world, from the links at St. Andrews in Scotland to the hills of the Pyrenees Mountains in the Tour de France to grass courts at Wimbledon. From the beginning, Casey refused to produce violent, fantasy-oriented games aimed at kids. Instead, he insisted that Yip's products be focused on sports, and always realistic and innovative. As a result, Yip developed a strong following among adults and older teens who considered themselves relatively serious athletes. More than the brand he had built, however, Casey was proudest of the fact that he employed almost 200 people, many of whom had grown up with his company. And he couldn't deny the pride he took in his headquarters site, a beautifully renovated historic building in Old Monterey. On a local level, Yip had become a shining star in the community, providing more professional jobs than any non-industrial venture in the area other than the famed aquarium. Casey had transformed an idea into a niche company that was the darling of his hometown, not to mention an unqualified success story in the industry. But like so many success stories, there was another side to Yip and its CEO. And it was as baffling as it was undeniable.